The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim. This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
In this moment in time right now, this very second, I can truly say that I have the whole damn world in my head.
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you, dumb.
And this is going to be simply glorious!
Welcome to the Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. And we've got Episode 12, Season 6, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. And looks like we got some drama.
And a naked Dean Ambrose. God, we're grooming Dean Ambrose. Oh, Lord Jesus.
And his hair is called the Mustang.
Of course it is.
So we're backstage with Eva and Maryse.
Maryse is not seeing a lot of her husband, but she's planning something. She wants to do something sexy to surprise her Mike. Thoughtful and sexy. I don't even know what that is. Is that a boudoir photo?
Maybe.
Those are not the two words I generally put together, are thoughtful and sexy. And now Maryse and Eva are going to do it together. We're doing a boudoir photo together.
Now we're serving random people backstage.
Random crew.
Fifth of Crown Royale, a foot rub, a home-cooked meal. Okay.
Those are real guys right there.
So what's the quote?
The second you walk through the curtain and nail the entrance, you're going to prove why you should be taken seriously. Natty. Now we're seeing farm country and fountains and children playing in fountains. We're at SmackDown Live in Cincinnati. Gee, I wonder who we're going to see. And Trinity's getting wanded. John's giving her crap. There's Brie.
Apparently Renee took over Brie's old drawer in the makeup cabinet.
Well, she retired.
She did retire.
They're making babies on the road.
And Brie's looking for Brian.
And he's not answering his phone. We see the crew setting up. Hey, look, it's Enzo and Cass. Or it's Enzo. And Becky Lynch.
Why is Enzo at SmackDown, though? I'm confused.
This might have been, like, the last SmackDown before the draft.
But we already went through the draft.
Or this might be at the draft.
So Naomi is talking to Carano about the glow entrance.
She needs to get with production.
She's She wanted a curse. She wanted to say, when the F is the right time.
She stopped herself just in the nick of time. Mm-hmm. Basically, Carano's like, we have to get approval, so until we get it approved, we have to shelve it. Because we have to get with production and see how it's going to work and plan it all out, yada, yada, yada. And hey, look, Brie found her husband.
Brie doesn't feel like she can walk into a locker room. So she can't get her water bottle filled up because she's not part of the locker room.
Don't they have catering?
So now Brie is now watching Brian work out. Now she's ready.
She's bored. She's ready to go back to the hotel. She's like, yeah, it was great to see you.
So we're in Lake Tahoe with Renee and Ambrose.
And the puppy.
And the puppy. Oh, God. Dean.
Dean is going to show the dog how to use the bathroom. Oh, God. Dean, this is not your house.
That's her romantic dance. She is really excited.
I don't think he's a romantic type of guy. He's on the counter. Why is he on the counter?
He's pretending he's on a waveboard.
And the dog is afraid of the
rocking horse, yeah. Wow, the dog is really afraid of it.
It's as big as you, dude. He's like, Is it okay? Is it going to get me? What?
We're in Beverly Hills with Eva and Maurice. Symbolic. You know English. Now we're getting a montage of people bad-mouthing Eva because she doesn't get along with anyone except for Maurice. You know, that's how that goes.
Yeah. And now we're bathing suit shopping. We're trying stuff on.
They're finding outfits for the shoot for they're going to do. Eva has an idea.
We're going to do a Baywatch shoot, y'all. Her nose looks really different.
Whose?
Eva's.
Maybe?
There's something about her nose that doesn't look right.
We're at WWE Live in Anaheim, California.
I mean, I don't mean to call her out on that, but it doesn't look right. It looks too thin. Oh God, phrasing. Just phrasing. That's all I'm going to say on this. Phrasing. Oh, they're going to let her try the entrance. Oh, John, stop it.
So the last time they turned the lights out, for all the lights out, is for the, what the hell, Nat Nanny? So wait, we're now comparing The Undertaker, who's now on Total Divas.
Our favorite Total Diva, The Undertaker. And Bray, our other favorite Total Diva, Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt made Total Divas again, y'all!
So we're comparing Naomi to Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker.
It's an apt comparison.
No, it's not. No disrespect, but no, it's not.
Well, Nanny's basically saying you don't get the epic entrance unless you're like mid-event. So it has to be really, really good. Because you're doing a lot to soothe her nerves right now, Natty. Like, I know you're trying to help, but you are not helping. She doesn't need any more gear!
Well, no, she doesn't have gear for this routine. Then she bought a lot of the gear, remember this. See, now we're going through the process of getting the gear. Then, you know, once you get one, you gotta get it all. So you get it all in one shot.
I swear to God, she has more gear than anybody else I've ever seen, ever. I mean, she very rarely wears the same gear twice.
She may wear it again on live events, but on TV, yeah, she has a lot of new gear.
So, and I mean, that keeps her fresh, that keeps her different, it's part of the gimmick, which is cool, but it's just like, Lord, girl? Because, I mean, it's like, there are some girls that it's like, they wear the same gear for years.
Natalia.
Natty? Well, no, the cat suits kind of started to vary. Like, she showed more and more skin. Like, it was much more covered, and then now it's pretty much, like, half and half mesh and, I guess, latex.
But she doesn't change it every week.
No, she doesn't change it every week.
That was more of my point.
But, yeah, so, well, I mean, if you think about it, Naomi was doing the Team Bad stuff before this, so she had all the Team Bad gear, and now it's, well, we're going to do the glow gimmick, so it's, I need stuff that glows in the dark, and the Team Bad stuff may not glow in the dark.
No, it doesn't. So she now needs a whole new wardrobe.
So, but they're letting her try it out! They're going to let her do it!
And then there is Dean and Renee.
He does not strike me as the romantic type. I'm sorry. He very well could be romantic in his own way, but he just does not strike me as that candles and wine and flowers kind of guy.
No, he doesn't scream that at all. That doesn't seem like Mr. Ambrose.
Like how he is in private when the cameras aren't on, that could be completely different because obviously he's not going to be completely himself. He's going to be, I think he's doing this about half in character, half out.
But that probably, you know, that's probably his character anyhow. Half him, half...
Half just insanity.
Yeah, and he preaches that it's mainly just him. Turned up.
Yeah, to like 11.
Teen. But yeah, I get your point. And then there is Eva and her nose and Maurice.
I'm sorry, it's just maybe it's because we haven't seen her in a while, but I feel like Eva's nose changed. It may not have. It may be completely the same, and I just haven't looked at her in a long time to really notice, but it's just like, I feel like her nose is different. I'm probably wrong, but I feel like her nose is different. Anyway, we're back with Maurice and Eva. We're preparing for the Baywatch shoot. We have smoothies.
So, what are they doing now?
I think they're doing a cleanse, which I don't understand how people can do that. That cannot be healthy. And we're going to a skin clinic.
So we're running cactus over the body?
They're tightening the skin.
With cactus?
With cactus.
And Eva's in a lot of pain. And she's doing a good job of making sure you don't see her nipple, but you see everything else.
Well, they've got her nipple blurred, but
now
yeah.
Now they did. But originally you didn't. Now they did.
It doesn't sound like she's giving birth. It sounds like she's getting fucked really, really, really hard.
And now we're
wrapping in saran wrap, and we're going to bake.
Okay. They're now, like, comparing them themselves to gas station hot dogs, baking under the UV light.
He was like, I'm tired. I need a nap.
Now we're with Renee, and she's talking to Nikki on the telephone.
Nikki's trying to get Renee laid. Uh-huh. I don't think that's a problem.
She's trying a little bit of romance.
He found a pizza place and a case of beer, and it's a Hawaiian pizza on top of it. I brought a hot meal to you. And the dog's trying to eat the pizza. Actually, the dog's trying to eat the box. Anyway, in Pensacola, because we're arguing over beer and pizza, which is awesome.
So they have a test outfit.
They're testing the gear. They're testing all the accessories. She's been begging and begging for a meeting. She needs this to work. She still has makeup on from wrestling. You can see it. Anyway, back in Cincinnati, we see Bree and Brian. Brian's giving her crap. I love it. And we're now on the phone with the agents. We see Nikki riding around in traffic. And Bree has missed the conference call. Oh dear, this is awkward.
She was too busy looking at her porn.
Yeah, she was. She and Brian getting kinky with their porn.
She's calling and calling and calling and can't get a hold of her.
Wow, Nikki just said, you know, no Wi-Fi is inexcusable. You should have gone to Starbucks or something. And now Nikki's pissed because Bree is putting Brian first.
So I've been rewatching some of the older episodes and it's like, this is a season one story where she would always put Brian ahead of her own needs. She missed one conference call because she couldn't get any connection.
So,
where do you want to start?
Well, let's see. We have Naomi testing her glow gear, so we'll get to that because there's going to be more there. And then we have the dermatologist's office. What the hell?
This is a lady thing.
This is not a lady thing.
This is totally a lady thing.
That is not a lady thing.
That is a lady thing.
No. Running a cactus over your butt is not a lady thing.
That's a lady beauty thing. You can't tell me it's not.
You can't tell me it is. I'm sure there are guys that run a cactus over their butt to get tight skin, too.
But we just watched two girls do it.
That doesn't make it exclusively a lady thing.
I bet if you Googled it, it probably comes up more for ladies than men.
It's a dermatology office. I work in advertising. I promise you it's not.
I bet it is.
Bet it's not.
I bet it is.
Nope.
I totally believe it is.
May not be a guy thing for you.
Is it a girl thing for you?
No!
What, you don't want to have all the cacti rot up and down your body?
No!
Why not?
It looks like it hurts!
And then you have the cacti run up and down your body, and then you wrap yourself in plastic to lose weight.
I mean, if I want to do that to myself, I will go to a different place than a dermatology office, because, you know, that's getting into a whole level of kinky that just should not be aired on television. I mean, you can pay somebody else that is not a dermatologist to do that for you. Seriously.
I don't know if this is what they do.
Do we even catch what it does? Like, it
helps you lose weight. It tightens up your body.
They don't need to lose weight.
They gotta be camera ready for a photo shoot.
They are camera ready for a photo shoot. My God.
We all know when it comes to a female who wants to be camera ready, as we've documented for 6 seasons in Total Divas, they do some ridiculous things about their body.
They look fine.
We have had extreme cleansings, and now we're having cacti.
Oh, my God. And now we're at Ms. and Maurice's house.
We got all the props for the photo shoot.
Wait, what are they getting injected into them?
What? I thought they're just running on the beach with in the Baywatch gear.
Oh, no. No, no, no. We are loading up the car.
What in the blue hell are they doing?
Trying to load a car.
Out of all that, she forgot the bathing suits.
And Eva's about to, like, just be like, oh, my God, just get me out of this. Why did I volunteer for this? Oh, my God, she's going to put him in a button-down shirt and a tie. Oh, God, this is going to be hilarious. Oh, my God, they're getting him naked in the middle of the store. And everybody's staring at him. Poor Dean. Wow, that was awesome. They're meant for each other. They really kind of are. They're made for each other. And now they have to take everything down to the beach. Oh, they got one of the WWE glam chicks to show up.
Of course.
And now we have the photographer, and we have Chewy, the photographer. Maurice is not happy. Maurice is, like, kind of pissed about the location, and
she also hasn't eaten in 5 days, it seems like.
That is not healthy for you!
She's been on a master cleanse for 5 days.
That is so not healthy!
Now they're complaining, and Eva's done.
For the love of God, somebody get them a sandwich.
Especially Maurice. Maurice needs a sandwich.
That is not good for you, okay, ladies and gentlemen? Not eating for 5 days, starving yourself for 5 days to do a cleanse? This crap, this is not healthy for you. I'm sorry, it's not. You're starving yourself, is what you're doing. It's not good for you. It can't be healthy for you. There's no way.
No, it's not healthy at all. It really isn't. Like, your body needs the nutrition of just eating something. You physically cannot go days without eating. You need to eat. Master cleanse is just a bunch of bullcrap, honestly.
It is. It seriously is. I mean, you're taking something to push stuff out of your body, and you're starving yourself so you don't put more in, so it doesn't affect what you've already put in your body to get the stuff out of your body. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's, th- That is not good for you. That cannot be good for you, especially for 5 days.
It's not healthy.
For five days. You haven't eaten in 5 days.
Not healthy. I'm telling you, it's not. Not
that
healthy
cannot
at all.
Be good for you
no,
at all.
No, it's not. It can't be.
Don't do that crap, y'all. Don't do that. It's not good for you. Eat stuff. Healthy stuff, but eat stuff.
Healthy, unhealthy, just eat something.
Just eat something. Please, don't starve yourself. That's not good for you. Because that's such a negative thing to put out. It's like, I get you want it to be perfect for your husband. I understand that, and I think that's a really sweet sentiment. But starving yourself for 5 days? That's not good. He's not going to appreciate that. It's like, he's married to you. He knows what you look like. He knows you're going to be gorgeous no matter what. Especially seeing as he probably hasn't seen her in forever. You know? And then Eva's just like whining and complaining the whole time of, what do you mean we have to move stuff? What do you mean we have to carry stuff? I didn't sign up for this. Just like she didn't sign up for the whole cactus thing. But you know how that goes. I got nothing. As we're back from break, we still see Maurice on the beach. She's going after Eva.
And now they're trying to figure shit out. It's like, let's eat something and then do our photo shoot. That was maybe the smartest thing Eva Maurice ever said.
Yeah, let's go eat something and come back and kill this. Damn right. And now we see Dean and Renee getting ready.
He's trying to figure out the tie thing.
Does he know how to put on a tie?
He is so against this. He is so against this. He looks like a game show host.
He kind of does.
He said he doesn't do combs. Stop spraying the Mustang. His hair is called a Mustang.
Well, it's kind of wild and untamed. And they're getting a cheeseburger and fries.
Why isn't Eva eating?
Because I think Eva's been eating. I think it's Maurice who hasn't been. Like, Maurice.
And she has ketchup in her hair.
Burger's that good.
She's like, don't ever do a cleanse. I'm sorry for being bitch.
Damn right. That crap's not good for you.
So they're doing this for Miz. So it's Miz is getting pictures of Eva and Maurice.
I think it's for they're both their husbands.
But why didn't you want separate pictures?
Maybe they took separate pictures?
I don't know.
Anyway, we're back in Tahoe. We're going to a nice restaurant.
He starts speaking French and it's an Italian place. They don't have any whiskey.
He'll try wine. She's teaching him how to sample wine. The fuck?
Now she's feeding him.
Did he somehow get hold of whiskey?
No. He's cool as a cucumber right now. But he's not.
He's so uncomfortable, but he's doing this to make her happy.
Which he just said, making you happy.
Because that's not who he is. He's literally the beer and pizza guy. Okay, all right, we fed Marie. She's better. She's good. Don't ever do a cleanse, y'all. Especially for 5 days. It's not good for you. I'm going to keep hitting that point home because that is seriously such a horrible thing to do to yourself.
Yes,
anyway.
Yes, it is.
Dean and Renee, they're at the fancy restaurant.
I still can't get over his hair. It's called the Mustang.
I'm proud she got him in a tie. I mean, that's impressive.
That is impressive. I won't lie. That is impressive.
She got him in dress shoes and a tie. That's pretty good. Because that only happens generally for WrestleMania.
And he doesn't even put on a tie.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. Or he didn't this year.
No, he didn't. He wore the same outfit 2 years in a row. It's the same outfit.
That's the Shield suit.
Yeah.
I swear to God, he owns 2 suits, and that's it.
Yep.
It's the black one and the blue one. He wore the actual first year of WrestleMania.
And now he has this one.
And now he has the game show host, because he does kind of look like a cheesy game show host. Or car salesman.
That too, yeah.
He does kind of look like a cheesy
car salesman. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, but he's just, yeah. And his hair is called the Mustang.
It explains so much. I mean, it really, really does. It explains so much.
I mean, I get she wants the whole dinner date, romantic, they're on vacation, it's just the two of them and a camera crew, and they want to spend time together, they want to hang out, they want to connect and bond, because the relationship's going to a new place for them, he's met her family, you know, they're moving forward, but it's like, this whole fancy dinner date thing is just not him, at least like this.
Right. I mean, he may go to a nicer place and maybe not do pizza and beer, but he doesn't want to dress up for it.
At least not forced dress up for it. I think if it's like more he had control over it and he had a choice, he probably would. Like if she'd said, hey, can you bring your suit with you so we can go to dinner?
That would be one thing, yeah.
That would be one thing, but it's just like, because he does dress up. I mean, it's not like he walks around looking like a hobo all the time, but he does dress up, but it's like his comfort level is jeans and a t-shirt. He's that guy where he is so comfortable with who he is, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Like, you see that with him. So when he's uncomfortable, it's extremely obvious and awkward. Anyway, we are back. We are at a live event in Tampa. Hey, it's Paige. And we see Naomi get ready.
This is more than a live event. I'm just going to point that out.
And Sandra shipped the gear. And Carano's being like, you know, after all the crap, this is it. This is your moment.
It's like, if you need anything, just let me know. Now we're back in Tampa.
With the Bella Twins. And we see them posting up fan art. They're at an office.
The Nikki Bella office. We're now back to priorities. And yeah.
Being a good wife is doing what makes you happy, but it's also doing what makes the other person happy. You compromise and do things that make you happy together. That's being a good wife. Being a good wife and doing what you want all the time, that doesn't coincide because you're not taking the other person into account.
That was a quick break.
That was a quick break. So Naomi's getting ready. We're going to see the epicness that is the glow entrance. I'm so excited. They're building it up. It's like, yeah, come on, do it. But just to kind of go to that point, it's like Brie retired to get pregnant, and then Brian got brought back and got put on the road.
But it's not like they weren't trying for a couple months.
It's not like they weren't trying for a couple months, but it's not like, you know, in movies where it's like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, you get pregnant.
Right.
It can take a while in certain cases, and it probably could be that Bree's body has to adjust to certain things, namely not having as much stress, the travel. She's probably changed her diet. She's probably working out differently. I'm sure there are numerous number of factors that are playing into the fact that she hasn't gotten pregnant yet, simply because the body reacts differently to change. So it could take a while for things to start working down there or do what they need to do down there.
Right.
It's a fickle area. It really is. It's kind of a pain in the butt.
You women are weird.
Our lady parts are even weirder. They have a mind of their own.
That's what I'm saying. All the things you do, the cacti, the weird things down there, you know.
I am not claiming the cacti. I am not claiming that. But I feel like Nikki's just being like a tad bit...
Nikki
in this, because it's like she's really kind of like... trying to pretend like she understands, but she's really not understanding the situation because it's Bree's trying to get pregnant. Brian's on the road. Brian wants her on the road with him, so she's being the good wife and she's going on the road with him so she can travel and see him and honestly get pregnant.
Here's the thing. The Cena-Nikki dynamic is totally different than the Bree-Brian dynamic. So what Nikki knows in a relationship for the last 4 years, 4+ years, is how her and Cena do things. They run their own lives.
And yeah, they're separate but together.
Right, and then they meet up at a certain point.
Whereas Bree and Brian are very much codependent on each other.
Right, so they put each other's needs ahead of their own, and they compromise and whatever. There's no compromise in the Cena-Nikki relationship. You do your thing, I do my thing, and when we get time, we'll do our thing together.
Yeah. So it's a difference of opinion in terms of how different relationships work. And for Bree and Brian, it's Bree wants to be with Brian, so she's going to travel. That's how it goes.
Yeah, that's how it is.
So I think it's a hard time for Nikki to understand that, where it's like, well, I thought you retired, but you're still traveling. Well, yeah, because her husband's traveling. You know, it's like, it would be the same thing that if, you know, you retired and John was still on the road, you'd probably travel with John.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are back in Tahoe. We are back in comfy clothes. We're going to a dive bar with the dog.
And Dean doesn't... It's awful draft beer, and he loves it.
It's his kind of place.
It's like Lady and Tramp candlelight dinner and stuff. That's not romance to Dean. He's like, the most romantic thing in the movie was the alley.
He's right.
Dean's the Tramp.
And now he's hanging a piece of food so they can do the Lady and the Tramp thing. That was cute. Not gonna lie, that was cute. Anyway, we're back at the live event.
She's now having, you know, buyer's remorse on this whole entrance thing. It's like, can't do it. Can't.
The nerves have set in. Yeah, she's feeling the nerves, man. She's feeling the nerves. You can see it in her face. She's all tense. Hey, it's Baron Corbin in the background.
So she's walking to do all the setup, and now we're doing the entrance at what they call a live event.
And she's doing it. She's dancing. And we're just kind of standing around and watching her do this. That's, like, terribly awkward.
And no reaction from anything.
Hey, it's Alexa and Carmella.
They give her no reaction, so she's doing it again.
They keep having her do it. She's keep dancing. Like, they're trying to rehearse, and she keeps doing the dancing and everything, and they keep making her do it. So she's feeling good. They had her do it, like, 3 or 4 times, so here's hoping. But now we're out in San Diego with the Bella Twins. So Bree's finding balance as she's doing a photo shoot with Nikki. And we're at SmackDown Live in Buffalo, New York. We're seeing the fans. Everybody's showing up. Getting food, getting drinks, getting merch.
Welcome to SmackDown Live. Conveniently looking like the same arena as they did the entrance. Conveniently.
I don't remember this.
This was the first episode.
I don't...
This is, remember they revealed the new set-ish?
Oh, right. I'm trying to remember this and I don't remember this, because so much... Right, because there they all are in the ring.
There's Icy Eric.
I see Eric.
So it's like, remember, the big new kind of old set into a new transformation. And this was the first episode.
There's Eric. So he made Total Divas. We see Natty. We see Renee. We see Eva. Carmella. And we're going to see Naomi's entrance. So they greenlit her entrance. They really liked it. Everybody's, you know, going, oh, this is so cool. This is awesome. Oh, it's Mauro. We love you, Mauro. So Natty's super excited. You know, the women's division is on fire. And for the first time ever, they're standing beside the men. So, all right.
Oh, hold on. All right. So I know I tape a little farther ahead into the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Where did it end for you?
That they're at the restaurant.
Did you see the two of them fighting? They were all fighting at the restaurant.
No!
And it showed Paige had been suspended for 30 days.
Oh, we're going there. Okay. So, this was obviously kind of the filler episode. We got some Danae where we see Dean and Renee getting their romance on. Not really, but really. Trinity gets her new entrance. We get a little Bella Twins where Bree's trying to find balance.
And Brian and her had to talk, and everything's cool there, and yeah, everything seems to be good.
Everything seems to be good. So this is really kind of sort of a pass-through filler episode. Next week is, we're going to get drama. So much drama. Oh my god, drama. I can't wait.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
We're going to touch on subjects that we probably shouldn't be touching on, but we're going to touch on them anyhow.
Because why not? Because that's who we are.
I mean, this week we did the female cactuses and the extreme female dieting.
Don't cleanse. Don't starve yourself for 5 days. Very bad for you. Please don't.
But, you know, the cacti, the female cacti.
Don't do that either. Unless you're into that kind of thing, then go for it.
Anyway.
But you don't have to go to a dermatologist to get that kind of pain. I'm just saying.
Now, before we go, we probably should congratulate someone.
Well, do we want to or do we want to wait? Because it could show up on the show.
I don't know if it happens on this season, so maybe we may want to, you know. Well, on a side note, we should say congrats to a new couple.
Yes, congrats to Dean and Renee. They tied the knot. They're officially husband and wife. Rings showed up on this week's Raw and SmackDown, and then Renee confirmed it today, which this is Wednesday for those of you listening on Thursday. So,
because let's think about it. We discussed it on the post show on Monday. We just discussed it on the Rack Extra SmackDown Throwdown, available now at RackRadioShow.com. So we, you know, to follow up the week, we should probably mention it today.
Yes, so congratulations to Dean and Renee. I hope you guys have a very happy, blessed life together, because that's just awesome.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's coming to Total Divas near you. I doubt it, but it could be.
It'd be amazing if it did.
And on that note, I think that does it for episode 12. What do you think?
I say yes. Yes, it is.
All right, so we will be back next week with episode 13, where it's sure to be a drama-filled episode. But till then, he's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and you've been listening to The Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week.
Bye!